football right around the corner. Been a lot of baseball first 90 minutes. Want to touch upon a couple of things when it comes to both locals, as we've seen, you know, the rosters trimmed down to 53 and both teams attacking the waiver wire and making some adjustments as, you know, the Jets get set to open up their season against the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Giants get set to open up their season as just a slightly tad under a touchdown underdog on the road down in Maryland against Jaden Daniels, now with Terry McLaurin in the fold and the Washington Commanders. Let's start with Big Blue. And listen, I was out at Giant Camp, I think it was actually 2 weeks ago today, you know, and chatted with Brian Daboll, the Joe Shane, Jackson Dart, and Javon Holland for Picks 11. And, you know, there's a little bit of a, I'll be honest with you, I haven't, you know, been out there the last 3 or 4 years. There's a little bit of a different vibe when you talk about the Giants this season. I think there's an excitement. You know, I think Dart provides it. I don't think there's any doubt. I think Giant fans are excited because they've got a quarterback in the fold that's looked really, really good throughout the course of the preseason. And, you know, there have been conversations about, and the Giants, here's where I give the Giants a ton of credit. They've made it perfectly clear from the night when they drafted him and moved back into the first round to go get Dart out of Ole Miss. They've made it perfectly clear that Russell Wilson is the starting quarterback. They've not backed out of it. There's been no leaks of the building. There's been no debate. There's been no open conversation. When Daboll's been asked about it, when the general manager's been asked about it, like there's been, and that's where you give the Giants credit. They've got a plan. They drafted a quarterback. They understood that he needed time to develop before he was going to be a starter in the National Football League. They haven't given you a timetable in terms of, you know, when that quarterback will start. When it comes to Jackson Dart, they haven't told you that, you know, he's going to redshirt the entire year. I mean, if Wilson plays well and the Giants are winning football games against a really difficult schedule, then, you know, you're not going to see Jackson Dart. And I think the Giants would be A-okay with that because I think they want to have a scenario here where they want to start winning some football games. I mean, that's it. You know, they want to start winning some games. You know, the idea of, you know, take another year and figure it out, or, you know, have a, you know, top 10 draft choice once again. Well, no, the Giants won. And how do you change culture? You change culture by winning. One thing, the coach can only do so much. The staff can only do so much. The GM can only do so much. You have got to get the right collection of veteran players. You've obviously got to get buy-in. You got to have the right system. All these things that come into play to winning games. But ultimately, you know, when you start to set the standard of what it is, and that is what you're judged on each and every week, 17 weeks, you know, 17 games, 18 weeks of the NFL regular season, and that is your win-loss record at the end. In the last 2 years, the Giants have lost their way. And I think when you look at this team, I think the excitement is real. First off, give Russell Wilson a ton of credit. I've never been a big, huge Russell Wilson fan. Not from, you know, in his days in Seattle, it was hard not to like. You know, the guy that was not prototypical size, had a cannon for an arm, watched him at Wisconsin, go in there, step into a role up in Seattle. Pete Carroll was the head coach. You know, they bring in a big free agent quarterback from the Green Bay Packers, and they go out there, and he beats him out for the job and is the starter his rookie year. And we saw what Russell Wilson was able to do there up in Seattle with a really good ground game and Marshawn Lynch, Legion of Boom, and everything defensively, right? Is he that quarterback now? No, I think the perception and the narrative around Russell Wilson started to change after, you know, the Denver days and what was a complete and utter failure. You know, getting mocked out on social media with the Let's Ride stuff. You know, the idea of having, you know, his own personnel around the team. When Sean Payton was brought in, kind of cutting that off at the knees. You know, then, you know, it didn't work in Denver. Went to Pittsburgh for a year. Took over. Looked good early. Didn't look good late. But he came here with the Giants and he has set a tone. I don't think there's any doubt about it. About, you know, what it means to be a quarterback in the NFL. The leadership. Understands that, you know, his career is not all in front of him. Majority of it is probably behind him. You know, it's a short-term deal. It's not a big-time commitment by the Giants, and understands that he's here to try and help the Giants win football games early, but also understands that he's not the future of this team early, you know, future of this team either. You know, and that is Dart. So, you know, give Wilson credit because I think there was a perception of Russell Wilson, especially after all the stories we heard out of Denver. And the reality with the Giants, he's been really good. I'm not talking about what he is as a performer, and we're going to judge him starting next week when they take on the Washington Commanders down in Maryland, but I'm talking about in terms of his leadership. I think the Giants have gotten everything and more that they ever could have asked for with Wilson. And that goes for a guy like Jameis Winston, too. So, you know, there's a lot to like about that quarterback room and how the Giants are developing Dart. The plan that they have, the veterans that they've put around him that have been there and done that, myriad of different success, whether it be collegiately or whether it be in the National Football League and the experience they have. I think the strength of this team, when you think about the Giants on the whole, is going to be obviously the defense and that front seven, which I think is going to have the opportunity to come at you in waves. Concern you have maybe potentially about Shane Bowen as the defensive coordinator for sure, but talent is talent. When you have Dexter Lawrence, Brian Burns, Kayvon Thibodeau, throwing Abdul Carter, obviously, the third overall pick coming out of Penn State, the remarkable depth they have, the playmakers they have on three different levels. You're throwing in Karake, hoping to bounce back after what wasn't a prototypical season a year ago. You throw in the guys like Paulson Adebo and Javon Holland. They add in the back end of that secondary, and Holland's going to be a guy that's going to be used all over the place by Shane Bowen. Defensively, I think the Giants are going to be really good. You know, what does this passing game look like? No concerns about Neighbors. He'll be ready to go week number one. He's a remarkably tough young man and is a big-time playmaker, and I think you're going to see that with Kafka and Dable and them moving him all around the field. You know, the big concern is going to be Andrew Thomas staying healthy at left tackle. You know, and that is one of those hold-your-breath kind of a deals because, you know, if he doesn't stay healthy, and he is great when he is available, but when he's not available for the Giants, that offensive line takes a massive step back, and we have spent... What is this? 2025, right? So we have spent a good 13, 14 years talking about the Giant offensive line through different head coaches, through different general managers, through different offensive line coaches, a myriad of different names that have run through it. But when you think about the Giants being a really good football team, and listen, the Giants are not winning the NFC East. You know, that's, I think, got to be realistic when you look at it. But there's a sense of hope within the building. And I think there's a sense of hope and excitement within the building. I think there's a sense of hope and excitement among the Giant fans. I think you should be. Because they're starting to develop a little bit of an identity. And when they were really good, when they were championship good, when you know they were winning the Super Bowls in 2007, 2011, you know they had really good offensive line. Weren't the biggest name in the names in football, but really good offensive line. I used to do a show with David Deal week in and week out, right? He used to talk about the mantra of the NFL offensive linemen. You know, we are the reason, and there's no doubt the offensive line. They also had an identity on defense. I talked about it last year, you know, late in the year when, you know, planes were flying overhead and, you know, asking for change and Brian Daboll getting fired and Joe Shane getting fired. But I said the Giants needed to start to find an identity as an organization. And when they were really good, their offensive line was really good. But the big identity for the Giants was the defense. Growing up going to Giant games at the old Giant Stadium, you know, and seeing them take on Washington and Denver and Philadelphia and the games I was lucky enough to go to as a kid, right? And you think about Harry Carson and Carl Banks and, you know, obviously the greatest defensive player of all time and Lawrence Taylor and Gary Reasons and Pepper Johnson and Jim Burton, Leonard Marshall, I mean, George Martin. You go up and down the line, Mark Collins in that secondary. You thought about the identity of the Giants was obviously the linebackers. When you think about the championship teams in 07, 2011, Tuck, OCU Mignora, Michael Strahan, Matthias Kiwanuka, the ability to go out there to the NASCAR line, get after the quarterback. Well, the Giants defensively this year, no doubt, are going to have an identity. And it's going to be on defense. Now the question is, can the other phases, you know, get in lockstep to where this team takes a massive step forward in 2025? But you've got the quarterback of the future in the building, and the Giants are not going to rush it. There's excitement when you look at that defense. There's no question about it, and you should be. And I think when Joe Shane met with the media yesterday and talked about, you know, now you got to go out there. He likes the roster, but obviously the proof is going to be in the pudding in the games. There's no doubt. I think we could look back, potentially. We'll see here how this season plays out. But if everything goes right, as we took call after call after call, I think you could look back on the decision by the Giants co-owner John Mara a year ago to stay the course, and ultimately, that ends up being the right call.